Com. This is What's on Your Mind, 22nd day of January, and, just another blizzard. Oh, my gosh. At least in the east, there's a blizzard warning for a good chunk of eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, a winter weather advisory for Highway 83 west, and just more of the same. And this is getting to be sort of a broken record where now we actually don't close schools, even. You know, I guess they did close Moorhead schools, and they did the, you know, West Fargo's delayed 2 hours. Fargo said, "Ah, we'll tough it out. We're going to do this." And I know it's not to that point in the rest of the state, but it's getting to be sort of a broken record here. Even though it's a winter weather advisory everywhere, it's cold everywhere. The wind's whipping everywhere. The blizzard warning is mainly on the east, but nonetheless. It's just ho-hum, another kind of day for a winter that seems rather long so far, Tom, or Todd, wouldn't you say?
Or whatever my name is. Yeah. You know, we got the sun out here, out our window here in Cave Fire, and the north wind at 14, so it's definitely not as windy as it was, because when I came in a few hours ago this morning, it was pretty tough to see, but it looks like some relief's on the way, so we'll send it out your way out east there.
And by the way, whatever you're finding in the way of road conditions, I mean, we're hearing some stories that are... just another treacherous day on the roads. Let us know, please, at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Coming up on the program today, bottom of this hour, we'll talk with Minot State Representative Roscoe Striley. He's written a letter to the editor that was, well, it was a blistering indictment of this extraordinary places list that the North Dakota Industrial Commission is considering, led by North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem. We've invited, by the way, the Attorney General on the program to talk about this, especially after your comments yesterday, and working on getting that scheduled, matching up with Wayne's schedule. There is a hearing today on it at 11. I believe the decision itself is going to be made, I want to say the 29th. It's later this month. Speaking of hearings today, if you're anywhere around the state capitol, it'd be a very good day to be there on the Public Service Commission hearings on the EPA's restrictions on current coal-fired plants, and ultimately any new restrictions on future coal plants. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be testifying. The PSC will be there. You have the EPA brass in town. This is a time to be there. And the public comment is, I think it starts at 11. It's over the lunch hour for a good time. This is something for citizens to speak up on. It's a very important debate. We talked to Julie Lithgow from the Public Service Commission earlier this week about this, but it is important, and it is integral to affordable electricity. We have an 800-year supply of economically recoverable coal in this great state, and the EPA could shut it down in a nanosecond, and they're trying. And hearings here, they've sort of blown off North Dakota because of the inconvenient truth that we have, you know, coal-fired power plants. We generate a lot of electricity. We're an energy exporter, and we also have clean air. So it just goes against their argument altogether, which is why they need to hear from people, and today that can happen. So hope you're able to take in that event as well. What else we got going? Yana Murdahl will be here. She is the state director for North Dakota for the Concerned Women for America. She is in Washington, D.C., with hundreds and hundreds of North Dakotans that are marking the March for Life today. And this day, 41 years ago, the United States Supreme Court, some men in robes, said it was okay to end a life. And that's on my mind today, not the least of which because my wife and two oldest kids are part of that effort and part of the North Dakota contingent that is there. But also that this is a black mark on the United States of America. I don't think there's any other way to describe it. At least I believe that. And, you know, the second you say abortion, walls come up, right? And people tense up and they don't want to talk about it. So, Todd, do me a favor. To the extent we do talk about this today, if I use that word, maybe find a buzzer or something, because I don't want to exclude people from the argument. I want to have a reasonable conversation about it, and I think that's why I love the fact that this is called the March for Life, right? Rather than focus on 55 million lives upended, which they were from this decision, 55 million since this day in 1973. I guess if I'm doing the math correctly on 41 years ago, this day, 1973, we said it was okay to end a life. And I can't help but think, what were some of those 55 million children supposed to accomplish? You know, they'd be in their, you know, anywhere from their 40s now, obviously 41 years ago this happened, to any number of different age ranges. Was there another Steve Jobs there? Was there an Albert Einstein? Was there somebody that was supposed to cure cancer there? Well, how could they have changed the world, right? This is just the United States of America. Since this day in 1973, the number 55 million. And you know what? Is it any different than slavery? We now look back and say, Dred Scott, oh my gosh, how could that have been the Supreme Court of the United States to say it's okay to own a person and enslave someone because of the color of their skin, that they were lesser than? Right? We all get that now. We all get how horrible that was. The Holocaust. Is there any doubt that was awful? No. Nobody anywhere with any kind of reason would think that was anything other than a horrific black mark on world history. How's this different? How is this different? I need to, and let me break it down for you, just to my level, the Scott Hannon level. Here's what I think. Bottle rockets are illegal in our state because of their danger. But it's okay to take a life that obviously begins at conception. Science proves that now, unequivocally, and say, thumbs up or thumbs down. You decide. Wow.
Okay, so
that's what's on my mind today.
How does this sound?
Go ahead, Tom. That works. That's a good buzzer.
Okay.
I'm going to hear your finger there.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever. All right, very good. Very good. Todd's on the job, folks. You're going to keep me in check here. 855-200-1776, our telephone number. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Press 1, leave a message. Otherwise, to join us live on the air, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We are efforting an interview with some of the kids that are there, so we might hear from them at some point, but Yana Myrtle will join us as well. Joan in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, you are next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm a first-time caller, but I really want to thank you, Scott, and Mark the Freedom Poet, and all your AM 1100 The Flag personnel who speak out for life. And today, my husband and I were supposed to be in Washington, D.C. for the Walk for Life. My oldest daughter's birthday is today, and she gave us for Christmas all-expenses-paid trip to go to the Walk for Life. Unfortunately, I had a gallbladder attack Friday night, so I ended up in the hospital and had surgery, so we were unable to go. But she promised me we'll go next year. But on a brighter note, I wanted to tell you a beautiful story. My third daughter is a UND medical school graduate from the University of North Dakota, and she is practicing OBGYN in Columbus, Georgia. And yesterday she called me ecstatic to tell me that her friend and patient, who she has been working with and has been trying to adopt a baby for years, was called yesterday on the vigil of the Roe versus Wade, that there was a baby available for her in New Orleans. So yesterday they drove down to pick up a new 8-pound baby boy that a young unwed mother gave the ultimate sacrifice, chose life, not abortion, and gave this beautiful couple, deserving couple, a baby boy.
Fantastic story, Joan. Exactly right. And there's the A word we can use, adoption. Think of how that will change their life, you know, because
that's
that
right.
Young
and my
mother.
So there's very few available, Scott, because so many women choose abortion. There are not women wait until their 40s before they can get their babies.
Yeah, I know a lot of folks would say, to be listening and say, well, they'd say, yeah, Scott, easy for you to say that an unwed, mother, you know, unwanted pregnancy occurs. And look, this happens. I'm not trying to be naive, but it's real easy for you to say that to keep the baby. Here's the deal. I think there's so many options. There's, the First Choice Clinic is in Bismarck and Devil's Lake and Fargo is an example. They're extraordinary what they do. There's the St. Gianna's Maternity Home. There's the Perry Center. There are resources everywhere to say, look, we understand if at this point in time that, you know, a baby, a child is not going to work. But you know what? There are options, just like your daughter's friend. That's a great story. And those are the kind of stories I think it's much easier to talk about this than just sort of condemning where this has happened or pointing a finger or wagging and pounding the table. It's about saying, you know, let's find some solutions here. So great story, Joan. I really appreciate you sharing it. Thanks so much. Okay.
Thank you. I was just going to say the nurses send her the patients who are contemplating abortion, and 90% of the time she is able to talk them out of it.
Well, she's a hero for doing that, and I tell you,
she is. I'm very proud of her.
Are you familiar with the story of the Perry Center? And
of course. And thank you. I listen to you guys all the time. I'm up on it, and I'm active in the pro-life.
The Perry Center was named after a doctor and his wife who did that very thing. I think he was an OBGYN doctor, but he did the same thing. He just really helped these women in these situations, and now this home is named in his honor. So it's a neat story. Thank you, Joan. Appreciate it. More calls coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Wiedelsbacher.
The annual Best of the Best in Wheat and Soybean Research and Marketing Workshops will be held Wednesday, February 5th at the Alera Center in Grand Forks and Thursday, February 6th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help producers make better farm management decisions. Hands-on demonstrations will enable producers to get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. Although these sessions are free of charge for farmers, registration is strongly encouraged. CEU credits are also available. For session times and to register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link. Smallgrains.org, click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Blustery, blizzardy kind of Wednesday here. Be careful if you're on the bot. Let us know what you're finding in the way of road conditions, please, at 855-200-1776. Also, 701-258-0550. That's the telephone number. Locally, 701-258-0550. 800-228-0550 as well. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can go to our Facebook page and see a piece of that pie. From Tioga yesterday, that Steve and Patty Jensen, that farm north of Tioga brought, and I have it in the freezer for you, Todd. I haven't forgotten you, friend. I've got your name on it. It's labeled. It's like one of those things in the K-Fire fridge. Do not touch. This belongs to Todd, just so you know.
Okay, well, just remember, I know what kind of pop you stocked. And for every day I don't have that pie, I'm going to take another can.
Another Coke Zero is going to be gone from the 12-pack.
I'm going to owe you a couple of 12-packs by the end of the week.
Hey, by the way, a shout-out to everybody in Tioga that joined us. We had a wonderful time there yesterday, and Kathy Nesset and Randy and R.C. Nesset were wonderful hosts. We had a great time, and we actually had a little roundtable after that Senator Campbell and Congressman Kramer held with some local folks. We had Ben Schaefer from the race schools there. We had Tom Wheeler from the Northwest Landowners Association. Fred and Joyce Evans represented Stanley so well from the Triple T Ranch. We had, I mentioned the folks from Ray. We had Tim Sunhagen from Tioga, part of the fire and rescue efforts there in the community, talked about that. We had Pastor Jeremy Weflin and his wife Jamie. They brought a couple of really neat women I'd met who are really tackling the human trafficking problem. Not only, and they say this is not a North Dakota problem, this is everywhere. And they really, Kevin Kramer was taking notes feverishly, as was Tom Campbell. It was really a neat deal, and they're basing out of Williston now. But one of these women I met yesterday, who we're going to have on the program at some time in the future, herself was a victim of human trafficking. And she talked about the recruiting going on in North Dakota. This is just absolutely staggering what is happening. So anyway, and Steve and Patty Jensen were there, talked about the spill and the cleanup efforts and everything going there, and just a wonderful, robust group. I hope I didn't forget anybody that was there and part of it. And by the way, we sang happy birthday to Congressman Kramer. They brought out a little cake for him. Jennifer from the NASA consulting team went and had a custom-made cake done for Kevin. And happy birthday, Congressman Kramer, on it. Brought the candles out. Not all 53, but we did have symbolic. So anyway, it was a great time, and we will be back. Appreciate the invite to return. We're going to do that regularly and really appreciate those conversations about community in the Bakken. Jerry and Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Take it away. What's on your mind?
Oh, Scott, it's a sad day, isn't it? When you think of the possibilities lost and the children that have died. I guess we can lament and moan for the losses, and we should. But, you know, there are ways that we personally have taken a stand to assist, you know, moms in that situation. And I think the Perry Center is a wonderful deduction for people. I hope others are considering contributing to helping those young ladies through this difficult time in their life. And,
you know, I get asked to speak from time to time, Jerry, at different events, and I'm honored to be on the advisory board of the St. Gianna's Maternity Home up north, and also support the Larsons and what they've done at the Perry Center, as well as the wonderful vision that Pauline and Georgia Kahneman have with the First Choice Clinics that have gone statewide and continue today under the leadership of Tom Fry. These are great organizations. And I always say when I get a chance to speak, I say it's not enough to be pro-life, right? I mean, especially some graying, almost 50-year-old white guy, right? Easy for me to be pro-life and say that, you know, but it's not enough. You have to roll up the sleeves and engage and participate in things, whether it's the 40 Days for Life campaign, which is, by the way, another wonderful thing that's done and has affected so much change in that regard, and also supporting those folks. Coming up on the 14th of February, there's something called Giving Hearts Day that the Impact Foundation does, and they raise funds for different entities. And by the way, the First Choice Clinic, as well as the Perry Center, are part of that. I don't know if St. Gianna's Maternity Home is or not. We'll find out. But on that day, if you donate, your donations are doubled. So a good idea on your part to suggest that people participate in this. But also maybe mark the calendar for Giving Hearts Day. We'll tell you about that as we get closer, because if there are organizations like that, you can really double your money and the effect you can have on that good work.
Yeah, the work you're doing, the message you're giving is going to someone who's sitting listening to you right now, who is pondering a decision that's going to affect their life forever. I have family that have made the wrong choice, and in my mind, the wrong choice, and in their mind too, as you talk to them now as they get older. And the impact that has not only on the death of the infant, but on the mental health of the mother for a lifetime. This is not a decision that ends with one moment and one act. It has tremendous psychological impact and will result in tears many years after the decision. So, you know, God bless you for what you do and for the babies you're saving, just through your voice. So just keep doing it, bud, you know. God bless.
Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate the call. I think it's just a conversation without it being confrontation is the important thing. And that's why I sincerely told Todd, look, if we say the A word, you know, throw the buzzer here. Because I'd much rather talk about the positive things that can be done and solutions that can happen. And
you
I didn't
said
say
the word.
It, did I?
Yes, you did.
I did?
For demonstrative purposes, maybe, but you said the word.
Back the tape up. I'm not sure I did. You know,
you can't even say a word, Scott. You can't even say a word. That counts.
Oh, I can't even say the. I see. I thought I had to actually say the whole. I got it. Okay. We had a call on one of our local programs from a woman in Jamestown. Her name was Tina, and she told a story about having been raped, and through that rape she conceived. And can you imagine that pain and that decision? And she talked about how she was counseled to abort the baby. And how she just couldn't do it. And so she decided to go through with having the baby, but with the plan of having the baby be adopted. And someone at the hospital when the baby was born ultimately said, you know, here's your baby. And they normally don't do that, right? There's a protocol there. If you're giving up the baby for adoption, they're very careful about the interaction between the mother and the baby because obviously there's a bond there, right? And so, but she didn't know if this was by accident or if the nurse did it on purpose, but anyway, held the baby. Long story short, kept the baby. And the baby was named Jessica. It was a little girl. And tragically has since died in a car accident. But today would be 20-some-odd years of age. And she called the show and told that story. And I said, have you ever told that story before to anyone? Because, I mean, I think you have the potential with that story to really have people understand because, you know, there's always folks that talk about exceptions and different things. And maybe they would better understand why that's a life is a life, right? Regardless of how the life ultimately came to be, a life is a life. And she said she hadn't. That's the kind of power, I think, that comes from talk radio and people just sharing a story. But the second you use the word that would get me a buzzer right now, you shut people out of the conversation. Walls come up, and they want to give you the Heisman and say, go away. And I understand that. It'd be much better just to talk about all this. So I appreciate those folks that have called today to talk about it. When we come back, what's an extraordinary place? We're going to talk about that with Roscoe Striley from Minot. Stay tuned.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefald, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since the ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given us a chance to really demonstrate some patriotism because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at USSND.com. All gifts are tax deductible. USSND.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Programming notes, Friday, Senator Heidi Heitkamp will be here for an entire hour taking your calls. Looking forward to that. Tomorrow, Dr. Betsy McCoy, an Obamacare expert, and she has a new book out about avoiding landmines and protecting your health, income, and freedom. So we're looking forward to that. Monday on the program, North Dakota Petroleum Council President Ron Ess will be here. He has results from a new poll showing North Dakotans' views on slowing oil development. Interesting. Looking forward to that as well. By the way, speaking of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, we are brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota oil can, not just the oil can, which, by the way, there's a million of those a day within reach coming out of the ground. How's that for the North Dakota miracle? Wow. And it's also 60,000 jobs and $30 billion in economic activity and energy independence in the entire U.S. of A. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 is our telephone number. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can weigh in on our Facebook page as well. And also, by the way, to find out more about the North Dakota Petroleum Council and their efforts, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Roscoe Stratty is here. Roscoe is a banker by day, a legislator, a citizen legislator in his free time. And has written an op-ed that caught my attention about this debate over extraordinary places. Joined us on the program today to discuss this issue, which, by the way, will be discussed at a meeting at 11 o'clock today at the state capitol. I believe it's the state capitol. Is that where it's at, Chris? Find out where that meeting is at 11. And also, ultimately, will be decided by North Dakota's Industrial Commission, which is made up of the governor, the attorney general, and the ag commissioner. And this list has been proposed by Attorney General Wayne Stengel, who we invited on the program to join us as well. Roscoe, nice to have you. How are you? Roscoe, are you there?
Yep, good morning. Can you hear me?
I can, loud and clear. How are you?
Good, yourself?
Good, appreciate you joining us today on the program. By the way, I didn't mention this, but Roscoe is a Republican, represents Minot. How long have you been on the state legislature?
One term, so have to run for re-election 14 if I choose to run, I guess. Still tossing that around and hopefully have a decision later in the week here.
All right. Tossing around whether or not you're going to throw your hat back in the ring?
Yeah, exactly.
And you're saying you would be up this coming November again?
Exactly, yep. It's the end of the first term. So.
Well, it's no small sacrifice. I don't think people realize the amount of time and effort you put in. I mean, during the session, it's an inordinate amount of time, but it's certainly all year long as well. So we certainly appreciate you and the other citizen legislators of all political perspectives that enter the arena in the debate. And you do good work. I got a chance to see a lot of that firsthand up front in the last session. So I'm hoping you're going to throw your hat in the ring again because you contributed mightily along with many of your colleagues. So we appreciate that.
Thanks.
Let's talk about this extraordinary places list. And again, you know, there are places right now in North Dakota that are off limits to energy development, right? So we have what we're talking about is expanding that really here in a buffer zone around what we all agree are extraordinary places. Am I right?
That's correct. Yeah, anywhere from a half mile to 2 miles, a list of 20-plus places. I think the intentions may be good, but I think it's just misguided and not needed at this point, I guess.
I used an analogy yesterday where if I'm looking into, you know, lion's share of Teddy Roosevelt National Park, for instance, I expect to see buffalo and I expect to see awesome scenic, you know, vistas and everything else. And by the way, there is oil pumpers, as was pointed out yesterday, that are in the park and have coexisted and done just fine over the years. But nonetheless, it's rare, obviously, that we do that. But I don't know that I have an expectation if I'm turning the tables and I'm actually in one of these extraordinary places and then looking out from them expecting to have this sort of, you know, which again would be private property outside that line, have there be, you know, the same level of protection that there is within the boundaries. Is that your view of this debate?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think there is extraordinary places. There's a lot of extraordinary places in North Dakota, and if we were to list them all, it'd be way more than 20 or 23 or whatever the Attorney General's proposing. I just think the additional scrutiny, all the different agencies that would have to weigh in, including the Historical Society, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, why in the world we'd want them doing anything, I just don't understand that at all. They already look at some of these things when they permit, so why are these hand-picked ones need additional scrutiny? I just don't think is appropriate. I think it's a private property issue, and I just honestly don't think that the Industrial Commission should be weighing in on this this type of regulation. They should be doing more general regulation, not hand-picking sites that they see fit, I guess.
There's some colorful comments about this on our Facebook page, and here's an example of someone obviously in support of the effort by the Attorney General that says there's Tony Bender. There is a reason we separate the kitchen from the bathroom. They both are natural activities. I just choose to keep them separate. What would you say to Tony's, you know, commentary on this issue?
Well, I don't think that's a fair analogy whatsoever, but, I mean, oil wells have been, on our landscape for decades upon decades. They're not an eyesore in my mind. In fact, I think a wind turbine is a heck of a lot bigger eyesore than an oil well. So I guess I don't agree with that analogy. You know, granted, the Attorney General's proposal doesn't say that they won't permit inside those boundaries, but to take, you know, all the hoops that they'd have to jump through, additional hoops, I mean, they're already jumping through a huge amount of hoops, and we complain that the federal permitting process is extensive, which it is. You know, it's, what, 9 months or more, as opposed to ours is 40 days or less, give or take. Why would we want to go towards the federal process and take forever to permit a well? It's the wrong direction for the state, and I just don't think it's appropriate at all.
Jerry Simmons, who represents royalty owners, and producers, I guess, is part of the Oklahoma-based Royalty Owners and Producers Educational Coalition, and has put out a press release talking about property rights and royalty checks being at a serious risk under the rules introduced last month by the Attorney General. Do you think that's too strong? I mean, is this putting property rights and royalty checks at serious risk?
Well, it depends on you know, how extensively they use the rules, I guess. If they do, in fact, implement them, yeah, I would say it does put some at risk. My problem is the mission creep. If anybody thinks that it's only going to be these 20-some sites, they're fooling themselves, because regulation always grows, it never contracts. And that's my fear, is we put this, or they put this in place, and 3 years from now we've got 75 or 80 sites. Well, that's just going to hinder the development, and you know, we're in a competition. We're in a global competition for investment capital and jobs. Why would we want to be one of the most restrictive states in the nation? I have no idea. So that's my problem is we'll see mission creep on this. There's no question about it. And I just can't accept that.
Roscoe Striley is with us. Roscoe is a state legislator from Minot, a banker from up in that region. And give your bank a plug, by the way. I know you have a family-owned bank there. You're a part of there that's across the northern tier. So let's get a little plug in here for since we're taking you away from the office today.
I'm IT by trade, so I'm not technically a banker, I suppose. But, yeah, we've got a small bank and done quite well in the regions we're at. So it's a good economy in North Dakota. That's why we don't want to put it at risk, I don't think, with further regulations on top of what we already have.
Well, and I think that's the key point, because you're not saying, Katie, bar the door, let's let anybody do what they want and just go at it. You're saying the regulation is in place, it's working, we don't need new and additional regulations. That's your point here.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, if you look at the amount of regulation that the Mineral Resources Industrial Commission has put into place, yeah, there's a lot of good ones. You know, we've got open pits regulation that was put in a year or so ago. They added 40 some new rules, regulations, and on top of this proposal, so they're on top of it. We don't need to go too far, in my mind. To appease the vocal minority. That's all this is. This is an appeasement to the vocal minority that doesn't want oil development, that wants North Dakota like it was 50 years ago. And I'm sorry, but that's just not going to happen.
Well, why would a Republican attorney general want to appease a vocal minority?
Well, that's the question for the attorney general. I guess I just think this is, I don't see people screaming and hollering that we need to add a bunch of regulations and slow down oil development. So I guess I don't know where he's coming from on this. And I respect him a lot, of course, but I just think he's wrong in this situation. And I hope the governor stands up and votes no against this proposal should it come before the commission next meeting.
So tell me how the State Industrial Commission works. I mean, can one vote kill it? I mean, is it literally the three of them vote? And, you know, it's got to be 2-1 here, since obviously I would assume that the Attorney General would be in favor of it. It's his list. What happens?
Yeah. From indications I've heard, I'm assuming that Doug Goring would be voting against it. I can't speak for him, but that would be my interpretation of his comments, and I would hope that the governor would vote with him. And if they want this plan, put it in a bill draft and bring it in front of the legislature is my advice, I guess. Open hearings, open process, public input, a lot more transparent, and is where this type of proposal should be. It should not be in the hands of three people, in my mind.
Yeah, an interesting point. You know, this came up a little bit yesterday in our conversations in Tioga with folks. Some folks are not sure that's the best model, you know, given the fact that you have a governor elected to be a governor, you have a attorney general elected to be an attorney general, you have an ag commissioner elected to be an ag commissioner, yet they separately are in charge of a lot with the Industrial Commission. Just in general, do you think that's a good model for governing North Dakota?
Well, I think it's worked well in most situations. They do have a lot on their plate. If you look at, they've got purview over the Bank of North Dakota, in, you know, the oil and gas, of course, and a bunch of other areas. So, I mean, they've got a lot on their plate, and that is a lot of power in three persons' hands. You know, in fact, the Ag Commissioner's duties on the Industrial Commission, you know, I would argue maybe are more important than his actual Department of Agriculture as far as the power that he yields. So, I mean, I think it's worked well. I just think if they do this, they would overstep their bounds, and I think the legislature should weigh in on it. And that's where the decision should ultimately be made, I think.
A lot happening in the state capitol today. Next commission meeting is today at 11 o'clock, Pioneer Room at the state capitol. North Dakota Industrial Commission will discuss this topic, and then they decided at their next meeting before the end of the month. And then don't forget the Public Service Commission hearing as well in the Haugland hearing room today on very important testimony regarding the EPA's regulations on the coal industry. Roscoe Striley from Minot, thanks for your views on this today. We appreciate it.
Thanks. A very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Time passages. Al Stewart, I have a vision of the first 80-degree day. That's the time passage I want to see. The time passage from blizzards and cold and wind chill warnings and blizzard warnings and winter weather advisories and all this other fun stuff that we're dealing with. Winter weather advisory 83 west right now today. Blizzard warning in effect until 3 this afternoon for a good chunk of the east. And everywhere, wind chill advisory. Blizzard warning remaining in effect till 3 this afternoon. The wind chill advisory till 3 this afternoon. I guess we're looking at, we can blame Arctic high pressure. Yeah, I really dislike Arctic high pressure at this point. Pushing south into North Dakota,
behind a strong Arctic cold front. North winds of around 30 miles an hour with gusts to 40 miles an hour. And it is affecting travel today in a significant way. 94 last night was no picnic. Just a mess around Jamestown. Jamestown and Valley City are the two. It seems like you can just take it to the bank if there's any kind of wind at all. There are rough patches everywhere, and they were. So, here's the telephone numbers to join the discussion, and please let us know what you're finding in the way of road conditions out there. You'll help save lives and help others know what's ahead of them on the road. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Todd, you said you got a very important voicemail yesterday that you wanted to share with the audience here on What's on Your Mind, right?
I think you'll agree.
Hey, Todd, I think you and Scott should start a little deal with the pie. Either you have a contest or else you have one of them bring what you got, you know, and have your program sponsor it. It would be a good time. We get somebody to bring the ice cream. Pie luck. There we go. Thanks.
I there love that. Pie luck. You get it? I just got that.
Well.
And Scott says, hey, you and Todd owe yourself a side trip sometime through Cavalier, North Dakota to sample some of Martha Muth. I think that's how you say it, M-U-T-H. Martha Muth sour cream and raisin pie at Thompson's Cafe. It is so
okay,
unlikely.
Now I wonder if it tops the sour cream raisin pie I had down in Lytton at Weebo's.
Well, there you go.
That was excellent.
I'll bring the one from Thompson's Cafe Cavalier. You bring the one from Lytton, and we'll do pie luck. You know, I'm liking this idea. The listeners have all the good ideas. They're just amazing. Wonderful people. 855-200-1776 to leave us a message 24/7. If you want to join the program right now, call 800-228-0550. Lynn in Bismarck, you are next on What's on Your Mind. Welcome to the program. How are you, Lynn? Hi, Lynn. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. Just a comment on the hearings that are proposed today on the cultural sites or whatever they're called. I think I have a compromise here. We do horizontal drilling, and so this whatever buffer zone that they're talking about around these special sites, we could have a voluntary buffer zone. And by voluntary, I mean a target for the oil companies to hit to avoid surface disturbance, and also maybe the boundary wouldn't be a set distance from the site because it might involve the view shed, so it might be a kind of an odd shaped thing based on the terrain around the area. Because I think most people are concerned with the view of all the oil rigs in the nearby to a site that you're visiting for a vacation or something, and those kind of things. Well, we have horizontal drilling, so there's a certain limit distance that companies can come in and drill in the direction of those sites while they're still outside of a voluntary boundary, and that's likely that distance that they can horizontal drill may increase with time because of technology. So let's work together with the oil companies. Let's not put regulations on them. Let's ask them nicely, like they come and ask us as government a lot to do this and that, and see if they can't voluntarily achieve the same ends. Because what happens if we don't do that is it's a taking, and it ends up costing the taxpayers $1 billion in lawyers and problems with paying the oil companies, or not the oil companies, but the people that would have got the royalties for the damage that we're doing to them. So, no, let's not do that damage.
Good point, Lynn. By the way, what you described is here. I mean, there's something called EcoPads that Continental Resources has trademarked. They're multi-pad, you know, well sites where you're on one pad, have, you know, four drilling operations that go, you know, 2 mile down, 2 miles out, in four different directions. And it's being done at Newtown, where, you know, Lake Sakakawea is sacred ground to Native Americans, right? And right now there is oil and gas development all around that sacred ground, very responsibly doing exactly what you suggest, but do more of it. I couldn't agree with you more, Lynn. Appreciate the call. Here's another that came in.
It's puzzling. This gentleman talks about transparency, open forum, and, you know, government's there to serve us. And yet there's three people on this commission, and not one of them are even a layperson. In other words, not a person that truly represents us, just the average citizen out here. All three of them have big-time special interests, and all three of them have way too much power.
Well, I'd have to take exception with that. I appreciate the call. It came in during the break for this reason. Jack Dalrymple was elected overwhelmingly. Wayne Stengen was elected overwhelmingly. I don't remember how close the Doug Goring's race was, but, I mean, he was elected by the people. So to say they have special interests and they don't represent the people, and you don't have anybody that has a voice, that's what elections are for. You're putting a governor there to be part of an industrial commission, an ag commissioner, an attorney general. So I would reject what you're saying soundly, that they're not represented. But appreciate your viewpoint nonetheless. That's why we asked the question, what's on your mind? And you can continue to tell us after this short break. Don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, truckers, if you're traveling in the Bakken, take time to visit the all-new $3.5 million truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. It's now called the North Dakota Truck Wash. The new manager, Megan's on the phone. And, Megan, folks are raving about your VIP service. Tell us about it.
Sure. We offer a wide variety of services here. We've got free Wi-Fi, television while you wait, showers, hot coffee, donuts, snacks. Come on in and relax while you're waiting for your wash.
And, you know, most truck washes specialize in highway trucks, but Bakken trucks are not highway trucks. Tell us the difference.
That's right. Here in the Bakken, the mud is just, it gets caked on there, it gets baked on. We've got ice on top of the mud. We have a demudding system that sprays on 50 gallons per minute, and we just blast that mud right off. And we've got the chemistry figured out now. We've got the correct chemicals to blast that mud away.
It's a new state-of-the-art facility using the newest equipment and the best chemistry to cut through the Bakken ice and mud. Look for the signs off Highway 8 or just south of the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.